Now, Gerry Daly joins us in studio, as he will do for the next few Tuesdays. He's across a competition because we're teaming up with Bord Bia and Growmore. We have €5,000 worth of prizes to give away on the 25th of August. And all we're asking you to do is send in pictures or a video of how your outdoor space or garden has flourished and flowered during the lockdown. We have five different categories, €5,000 to give away. You can find out more and get advice, growmore.ie. And you can send in your pictures and your descriptions and your videos to garden@rte.ie. A lot of information there, but it's all on our page if you go to rte.ie. So we're looking for best use of space, most colourful, something that you've done to your garden that has helped you live through the lockdown, veggie patch, and then a garden portrait. It could be you, the dog, the gnome, or whatever, and send them in to us. And thanks to everybody who sent them in so far. Katrina Sheeran sent us in a great picture. It's a portrait one of two children enjoying the paddling pool. You can't do that anymore because of the hosepipe ban. And there's Elaine Cowley up a tree. Thanks for that, Elaine. And there's loads more as well. So keep them coming in. And 25th of August is the closing date. Gerry, how are you?
Very good.
Yeah, that bit of rain, welcomed.
Yeah, widely welcomed. Yeah, it was a bit patchy though. In places it's very heavy, and other places then it got none at all.
Mm.
So it's quite variable, but overall it's been a good drop.
But it's nearly overnight you can see the change in the colour. It becomes this lush sort of green.
Ah, yeah. Well, I mean, it had approached drought conditions. I don't know if it actually had reached officially a drought, but it was very, very close to it. So plants were beginning to suffer once you see a few leaves dropping off, a few lawns getting a bit brown. And it's amazing how fast it turns around. But one of the reasons it turns around fast with thunder and lightning knocks nitrogen out of the air. And nitrogen is a fertiliser for plants.
Ah.
And it greens up after a heavy thunderstorm.
So it's not just the water, it's the nitrogen as well.
Not just the water, it's the nitrogen nutrient as well, yeah.
I never knew that. Thank you for that. That's why we have you in.
Yeah.
Now, you've been asking us to have callers on. So, say, Mary Kyo's on the line. How are you doing, Mary? You'll have to put headphones on there, Gerry. Should have mentioned that to you. How are things?
Not too bad at all, thanks.
Are you seeing the benefit of the drop of rain in the garden?
Oh, we are, yes. Everything bounces up very, very quickly.
Yeah. I believe you're lucky enough to have a large back garden.
We have. We're very, very fortunate, especially in this time. I know not everybody is as lucky as we are, and we're thankful every day for what we have. And we're out in it every day, enjoying it.
Yeah. What's your question for Gerry?
I have a peony, which is in its second year now, and I have done everything that I can lay hands on information-wise to get it to flower, and it's not cooperating. I got one bloom on it this year and nothing else. Lush foliage and nothing else happening. And I'm afraid that the season is going to end and I won't have had the chance to remedy whatever the problem is, and I don't know what to do.
Well, basically, peonies take a while to settle in when they've been planted out. They don't like to be moved very much, and they take a while to settle into a new home. And they very often can last for decades after that, then 80, 100 years even.
Wow.
Now, the thing about them is, if you have them close to shrubs or other plants that might be creating a bit of competition, that's not great.
Well, I had them in the ground last year, Gerry, and I thought they might have been interfered with by, you know, light and whatever with shrubs around it. So I've raised them up and now they're in pots this year and not planted as deeply because I know that can be a problem. I'm feeding them. They're on, they get the sun from maybe 12 o'clock in the afternoon up until late evening and nothing.
Yeah, well, what I would be concerned about with peonies is roots underneath from a hedge, from a shrub nearby, from a very vigorous perennial flower.
But they're in pots now, so that...
Yeah, they're in pots
now.
Yeah,
I've eliminated that problem.
Yeah, but in pots, they're stymied by the pot.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Whereas when you had them in the open ground, they were stymied possibly by roots of other plants.
You can't win, Mary.
I can't win. I think they just don't like me. Maybe I'll try a different plant.
The rest of two, Mary, put them in a place where there's no roots underneath from a hedge, where there's good sunshine, where they'll get natural soil and dig in a little bit of good garden compost before you plant. And then patience from there.
Are they worth the effort, Gerry?
Absolutely.
Yeah, there you go.
And might I see something this year, Gerry?
No, not this year.
Not this year. Okay.
But they won't do anything in the pots. The pots will stymie them completely.
Okay.
Okay.
Aren't you delighted now you made the call, Mary?
I absolutely am. Terrified and all as I was coming on the radio. But thank you very much.
Thanks, Mary. Good luck with those.
Take care. Bye.
Anna Mary Foley. How are you doing, Anna Mary?
I'm fine, thanks, Ray. How are you?
Good. Where are you?
I'm in Navan, so I am.
Right.
Yeah.
And what's your problem?
My problem is, hi, Jerry. My problem is red lily beetles. I bought a lily last autumn and I planted it. And over the winter, everything was fine. But when they started to flower then, I noticed a couple of weeks ago, there were these red insects coming out on the plant.
Yes.
And I discovered when I did a little more research about it, I discovered they're called red lily beetles.
Yes.
And since that, they have spread, really, you know, and there are other lilies in the garden, they have spread to them as well, and they have eaten some of the lilies away. Now, I did try, I picked some of them off, because there was advice that you could pick them off, and I did that. And last week, I actually put a cup of Jace fluid into water, and I watered the lilies with the Jace fluid mixture, and the following day when I looked at them, there was an awful lot of larvae and everything on the leaves, so I picked all those off as well. And I'm just wondering, what do I do next, because I really want to get rid of them out of the garden.
The only way you can control them is to keep picking off the larvae. Now, they're very disgusting larvae, because they pile their own poos on their back.
That's right, I discovered that when I was reading about them.
They pile each larva, which is a grub, growing along a leaf. They pile up their own poo
on
their back to disguise, as a disguise, and so they look like a bird
dropping. Oh, poo, I see. Yeah. Very, very clever.
So if you don't take them all off, they will get adulthood, and the red lily beetle is red when they're adult, and they lay eggs and they hatch out. So the only thing you can do is keep... Now, it isn't easily done, to be honest, and most people give up after a while picking off these larvae.
Okay.
But that's all you can do.
Right. I was wondering if I dug up the bulbs all together and washed them off. No. Because I'm afraid that they're actually in the soil.
Oh, they are in the soil, but the only way they come out to breed.
Okay.
And to feed. And that's where you get them and get rid of them.
Right. Yes. So you have to keep picking.
Just keep picking them.
Yes. And try and not think about the fact that they have their poo on their back.
No, I try not to think about that.
Right, okay.
All right,
Anna Mary. Okay,
thank you. Bye now.
Mind yourself. See you. Bye.
Bye.
I really enjoyed that, Jerry. I think we have something here. Would you do a show on RT? Have you ever thought of doing a show on RT? I'm joking. So is it irishgarden.ie? Is that where it'll get you?
The Irish Garden. The Irish Garden magazine.
Yes.
Which will be out, new one out later this week.
Okay.
And garden.ie.
Garden.ie. Okay. Jerry, we'll talk to you next Tuesday. Thanks so much.